Becker and FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
And as you know by now, hopefully, if you want to write to us, it's angels@jacarandafm.com. I often call the person who writes to us in the first place the first angel. And this morning, I want to introduce you to Jennifer Janssen van Vieren, who wrote to us here at Good Morning Angels. This is her voice.
Ek is Jennifer Janssen van Vieren. My dochter Jenelie is op 10-jarige ouderdom met scoliose gediagnoseer. Een toestand waar haar ruggraat krom groei. Sy was altyd vol lewe, liefe sport en altyd aan die lag. Maar toe kom die prys, toe kom die pyn en toe kom die verandering. Sy moes ophou netbal speel, haar asem is kort, haar een been is langer as die ander en die pyn raak elke dag deel van haar lewe. Soos sy ouer geword het, het dit 'n emosionele stryd ook geword. Sy voel anders, sy raak stil, sy wonder oor haar toekoms, drome wat eens helder was, is nou vaag. Ons as 'n gesin het saam met haar gestwee, fisies, emosioneel, finansieel, maar ons het nie opgegee nie. En vandag, as 'n ma, wil ek net sê, my hoop vir Jenelie is eenvoudig. Ek hoop sy kan weer leef sonder pyn. Ek hoop sy kan opstaan en asemhaal sonder moeite. Ek hoop sy kan weer droom, groot drome hê, en die lewe voluit geniet soos enige ander kind. Ek glo God hou haar toekoms vas. En ek glo haar story is nog nie klaar geskryf nie.
This is the story sent in by mother, Jennifer Janssen van Vieren. And this is also a story that is not unfamiliar when it comes to Operation Healing Hands. Operation Healing Hands, we've dealt with before. They do amazing work. To tell us more about Operation Healing Hands specifically, Katrien Stander, goeiemorgen, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Martin. Well, thanks, and yourself?
Thank you for joining us. You hear and see many of these kinds of stories. In the case of Jenelie, basically her spine is like an S shape. It's making it very hard for her, a lot of pain, trouble breathing, let alone playing netball.
Yes, the condition is called scoliosis, yeah. And in Jenelie's case, it is severe. She is in constant pain, and also it prohibits her from doing normal activities like any teenager specifically would like to do, schooling, sports, and so forth. And it only can be corrected through surgery.
And this surgery is possible? But it costs some money. We hear the story every single week on Good Morning Angels. Just so you know, for the rest of the team, they sent us pictures as well. This is basically what her spine looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the x-ray from her spine.
Wow.
That this young lady over here wants to live a normal life. And it is possible with the correct kind of surgery.
Yes. A very expensive, very complicated surgery. But it is possible.
But Operation Healing Hands, though. You step in and you make these operations possible.
We do surgeries. With the help of incredible people who volunteer their time and skills free of charge, all the medical personnel, the doctors.
So the doctors, anesthetists, etc., etc., they basically donate their time.
They do it for free.
They do it for free.
Yes.
There are still costs, though. Hospital costs, I'm presuming.
Indeed. There is some hospital costs, some other medical supplies that we need to pay.
Sure.
Where they can, they do give us the best price possible, the discounts that they can. But there's always a cost element involved. And that's usually where we get stuck.
So what is that cost that's left?
So in Jenelie's case, the whole surgery for something like this can cost up to 600,000 rand.
What?
With all the discounts that we were able to get, all the people that will work for free, and all the fundraising that we've already done. The family did some fundraising. We got some individuals. There were a lot of people involved trying to help this child. We are 50,000 rand short.
And I've heard that amount before. That's the average amount that's always short.
Yes.
And still that stands in the way.
Mm. Yes.
But the rest we have. If we have that, we can help her.
But just big up to all these doctors.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
Doing something like this for Operation Healing Hands and for Jenelie. This is a voice note in from young Jenelie as well.
Hello, my name is Jenelie. The acting year old was as I got diagnosed with scoliosis. It was moeilijk in die school met die braais, want die kinders het my baie geboelie en gesporre oor. Maar gelukkig het my ouer boetie vir my opgestaan en die seuns het my geboelie. Die pijn het erger en erger geword oor jare. Maar die pijn was so erg dat dit sal normaal vir my. Ek was so rukkie terug opgeneem in Durban in die hospitaal King George. En dit was nie regtig 'n baie gerieflike tyd daar nie. Ek weet dit is 'n hospitaal, maar die kos was regtig nie lekker nie. En die shower het net koue water gehad. Toe ek hoor, hulle gaan nie opereer nie en ek was daar vir 3 weke onnodig, was ek baie ongelukkig. Maar toe ek uitvind dat ek gaan die operasie definitief kry in Pretoria, by 'n baie beter dokter, was ek baie opgewonde en nogal klein bietjie bang, want enig iets kan enig tyd verkeerd gaan, maar ek weet Jesus is saam met jou alles. En ek kan nie wag om 'n mooi, normale life te hê soos alle ander meisies. My ouderdom nie. Mm. En om myself te kan geniet sonder om te wonder, mag ek dit doen, mag ek dit nie doen nie. Mm. En om nie altyd in pyn te wees nie.
Only 14 years old, and from what I can remember, that's also a time in your life when you're very self-aware.
Yeah,
oh, and self-conscious, and you just want to be like the other kids.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
It's horrible.
And it can be done, 50,000 rand short, thank goodness. Good morning, angels. We know a lot of kind and very generous people.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those people on the line, well familiar to the show as well, a good friend to the show and the station. It is Maria Pavli from Lotto Star.
Oh, Maria.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. I'm good. Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us on the line this morning. You know what? Like any other 14-year-old, she just deserves a pain-free, close to normal kind of life, right?
100%. We couldn't agree more. I also just want to say a huge thank you to GMA for having this platform that, you know, creates these opportunities for life-changing stories like this to happen. We've also worked with Operation Healing Hands in the past. They are truly incredible. So we couldn't be happier to be on air with you guys today.
What good news do you have for Jenna Lee this morning? And obviously her mom, Jennifer, and Operation Healing Hands.
So this morning, Martin, we are going to give the 50,000 rand needed to get Jenna Lee into the surgery that she needs. All we want is for Jenna Lee to go back to being a normal 14-year-old girl who plays sports, who lives a normal life, and who can honestly fulfill any wish that she possibly wants. So the 50,000 rand is yours from Lotto Star today.
That is great news. On behalf of Jenna Lee, Jennifer, her mom, en ek is seker van almal by Operation Healing Hands, this enables you to do what you do.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Maria.
Very, very
thank
kind.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Maria. Much appreciated. And listen, also thanks to all the people who contributed over the last couple of weeks towards Good Morning Angels. And thanks for that platform. You're talking about platforms. Mm. Maria, that's very, very kind of you.
Thank you, guys. You guys do incredible work. And honestly, like I say, we're very proud and privileged to be able to do this with you, with all of you. So thank you, guys. It means the world to us as well.
And Jenna Lee is one of many. Right. How many operations do you do, or have you done on average?
So since our inception in 2016, we have helped 1,349 people with life-changing surgeries.
Wow.
This month, we celebrate Mandela Month, which is when our course started. And we have 40 surgeries lined up for this coming month.
Sure.
How many?
In different 40.
Sure.
In different disciplines, from ENT, tonsils, up to arthroplasty, which is joint replacements. So, yes, big month for us.
Maria, thank you very much for being an angel this morning on behalf of Lotto Star. Really appreciate it. You're going to make a big difference.
Well, I think, Martin, we have to give a bit more to the other surgeries that are taking place. So, on that note, we'd also like to give another 50,000 rand to Operation Healing Hands for the surgeries they're doing through the month of Mandela Month.
Thank you so much. That's really wonderful news.
Maria, thank you. Good to hear your voice. Every time I hear your voice, great things happen. all the best there. Katrin, bye-bye, dankie en jou. And all the doctors, I'm all about Operation Healing Hands. So success, Mark. On behalf of all these young patients and people in South Africa, we appreciate you a whole lot.
Thank you. It's a privilege.
Jenna Lee, Jennifer, Amal Fanyela, it is done and dusted. We want to see you doing your netball thing.
Yes.
And living your life, girl. Good job, angels. Good job.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.